A few minutes after 9 p.m. and you're tuned to WXYC Chapel Hill. This is the Thursday night feature on Carolina Soul Music, presenting a broad survey of soul 45s made across North and South Carolina in the 60s through 80s, from the small towns to the big cities. Mostly groups that we've never heard of these days, but groups that were live and kicking back in the day. And 3 hours of it on WXYC Chapel Hill. We're about to get into things with actual vocals on them besides this funky instrumental that we're hearing right now. We're going to start off the show with Willie McDougal, who came from the Triad of North Carolina, making a record in the mid-60s in Winston-Salem before making a bunch of records under the name Billy Mack. We're going to hear his Willie McDougal effort. This was William McDougal, a blind pianist and vocalist in the Ray Charles mode from the Greensboro, Winston-Salem area. Next up here on the Carolina Soul Thursday night feature on WXYC Chapel Hill. 3 more hours of this stuff. Stay tuned.
Say the thing that I want to hear, yeah. Just say you. Come on.
All right, the time is 9:15 p.m. and you're tuned to WXYC Chapel Hill. This is the Thursday night feature, our weekly show spotlighting a theme of the DJ's choice, and I've chosen to feature soul music from North and South Carolina issued on obscure 45 RPM records back in the 1960s, 1970s, and even a little bit from the 1980s. Right now we're hearing the Spirels from Lake City, South Carolina, near Florence, in that vicinity, doing Hangin' Loose, an instrumental of theirs issued in the late 60s on their own Dave Ann label. We kicked off the show with three different triad North Carolina vocalists, Guitar Slim, a.k.a. Edgar Moore from Burlington, with That's What It's All About, the flip side of his Mini Boogaloo record, one that I've probably played on this radio station many a time over the last several years, but the flip side's just as good. That's What It's All About was the name of that. Little Charles, a.k.a. Charles Whitworth from Winston-Salem, did Let's Talk About the Woman, and Willie McDougal, later named Billy Mac, did Don't Turn Away. We're going to hear a couple more records by these guys. We're going to hear Willie McDougal under the name Billy Mac next up with I Am a Son of a Lover. I also have another one by Little Charles, and I forgot to bring Guitar Slim's later record, but there's plenty more tunes to come here on the Carolina Soul Thursday Night feature on WXYC Chapel Hill. So stay tuned. We're starting off with some obscure records from the late 1960s and are going to make our way up in roughly chronological or stylistic order up through the 80s. Next up, Billy Mac, I Am a Son of a Lover, a Greensboro, North Carolina vocalist who made a few records in the late 60s, and that may be all that he did recording-wise, but here goes that one.
Son of a lover, oh yeah, I'm a son of a lover.
Yes, he is.
You know my daddy was a lover, yeah, I'm a son of a lover, oh yeah. So if you want some loving, baby, call on me. I will be right there before you count. 1, 2, 3.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yes, I am.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a son of a swinger, yes I am.
Yes he is.
You know my daddy was a swinger. Ooh, a real humdinger. Oh yeah. But I'm a swinger by day and a lover by night. Oh, if you want me, baby, you got to treat me right.
Yes he is.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes he is.
Get on your ding-a-ling, girl. Mama, make my telephone ring. Pretty soon you'll discover now that I'm a natural, natural bone. Son of a lover, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a son of a lover, yes I am.
Yes, he is.
You know my daddy was a lover, yeah. And I'm a son of a lover, oh yeah. Count 1, 2, 3.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he is.
Oh.
Yes, he is.
is one thing that I don't play. Cause I'm hard to satisfy, yes I am. I'm hard to satisfy, yes I am, baby. I'm hard to satisfy, ooh-wee. So you better love me my way. I know you got a whole lot of men for, but you better leave some of them alone. You'd better come on home, take care of your homework, cause I'm gonna work you down to the bone. Cause I'm hard to satisfy, yes I am, babe. I'm hard to satisfy, ooh-wee. I'm hard to satisfy, yes I am. So you better love me my way. A little bit of love never done me no good. Some men can take it, but I don't think I could. I need a love that I know is gonna last. If you can't play the game, girl, then you sure better pass. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord have mercy. That's one thing that's not my style. Loving is my game, and I'm sure not ashamed. You just can't love me for a little while, cause I'm hard to satisfy, yes I am. I said I'm hard to satisfy, yes I am, baby. I'm hard to satisfy, ooh-wee. So you better love me my way. Cause I'm hard to satisfy. Yes, I am.
Your calendar, because mama, I'm a show hard to handle now. Yes, I am. Action takes a lot of the nerves, and I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid. I want to prove every word I say. I got the kind of love to be someone to place your ass with me. Listen to me now. Light your candle, because of mama, I'm a sure hard to handle down. Yes, I am. All right. Do it again, y'all. I say, baby, here I am, a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to go home with me. I've got some of me to love. I got a lot of more in store. And when I get through sucking it to you, you got to come back for more. Light your candle, because I, I'm hard to handle, y'all. Yes, I am. One more time, y'all. Give it to me now. I got to have your love. Come on now, baby. I said, give me your love. And I'm a mean man. And yes, I have.
Yeah. day. You're gonna wake up and see that you will never find another man like me. Now you told me that you loved me. You said that you would be true.
These are the sounds of the Yakety Yaks from Spartanburg area, South Carolina. On WXYC Chapel Hill, they made this record in 1968, and it's part of our Carolina Soul Thursday Night feature called Soul Night, issued on the Washington Sound label, named for the Washington Sound Theater in Shelby, North Carolina. Prior to the Yakety Yaks, who we're hearing now, we had a white group from Enfield, North Carolina, down east, the Cliffhangers with Since You've Gone Away, showing the beach and blue-eyed soul sound of North Carolina that was so popular. Dennis Robinson from Brevard, NC, did two different tracks, Looking for My Baby. That's the first record of his that I know of, issued on the Asheville label Talent Attractions. And a New York label effort, Hard to Handle, version of Otis Redding's Immortal Classic. Chuck Luck in the Loveman LTD. That was Charles Whitworth, who we heard from earlier in the program under the name Little Charles, who had gone on to New York at that point, later founded the group LTD, who had major label hits under A&M and other imprints. And that was Hard to Satisfy on Jack Taylor's Taster label from New York City. Billy Mack, a.k.a. Willie McDougal, who was also heard early in the program, did I Am a Son of a Lover, blind pianist from Greensboro, North Carolina. And we're caught up now. We were just hearing, as I said, the Yakety Yaks from Spartanburg, South Carolina. Very large band and review, multi-part show, so to speak, incorporating dance and various vocal groups and vocalists. And that was basically just a band with an instrumental, so more or less, a few vocals. But we do have them coming up next with an earlier record verging on doo-wop era music called You Ya You that was somehow released out of Chicago, featuring a young vocalist named Rudy Maccabee, who made a couple major label records later in his career, which we may also hear. All right, you're listening to the Carolina Soul Thursday Night feature on WXYC Chapel Hill. It's about 9:32 p.m., and we're about to hear more from the Yakety Yaks from Spartanburg, South Carolina.
My baby says she loves me. Yeah, my baby says her love is always true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I know you've been cheating, I know you've been lying, but one bright day just wait and see someone will do you like you did me. And then you, yeah, you, you gotta rewire your soul. And one of my friends said they saw you with Tim. You told me, baby, that you didn't love him. And one of my friends said they saw you with John. But one bright day, just you wait and see, someone will do you like you did me. And then you, yeah, you, and then you, yeah, you. You gotta rewire your soul. Let me tell you, you're gonna rip it, baby. You're gonna reap what you sow, darling. Don't you know you got to reap it, baby? You're gonna reap what you sow, darling. Somebody will get you, baby. Somebody's gonna get you, darling. It'll be early in the morning, baby. Somebody's gonna get you, darling. Be late in the evening, baby. Somebody's gonna get you, darling. Any time of the day, baby. Somebody's gonna get you, darling. Just like you did me, baby. Somebody's gonna get you. Don't worry about it, baby. Or someone will get you. And then you, yeah, you. And then you, yeah, you. Yeah, you, yeah, you. Nobody but you, baby. Just you, yeah, you. Yeah, you, yeah, you. Just you, baby. Let me tell you, they're gonna get you. Just you, baby, just you, yeah, you. One day, one day, one day, one day.
won't do.
I won't do.
Just as long as she remains mine and her love is true. If it means that I must hurt others to keep her faith in me, let me tell you then many, many hearts will be in misery. The homecoming year.
Coming year.
Some boys say they like your eyes. I heard some boys say just the other day that they hypnotized. Well, honey, I don't know what it is you've got, but I know you've got what it takes.
To take what I've got.
All right. Some boys say they like your wife.
say he liked the way you used that sweet baby touch. Well, honey, I don't know what it is you've got, but I know you've got what it takes.
To take what I've got.
All right now. Some folks say they like your smile. I heard some folks say they like the way that it's driving him wild. Well, honey, I don't know what it is you've got, but I know you've got what it takes.
To take what I've got.
All right, I'll play it just a little bit. Well, honey, I don't know what it is you've got, but I know you've got what it takes.
You have to take what I've got.
All right, darling, I know you got what it takes. Ooh, take what I got with that big flashing brown eye. And if you ain't got it yet, baby, I know you're gonna get it. Come on and take what I got.
Need me.
You're listening to WXYC Chapel Hill, and you're hearing the sounds of the Aqualad 5 from Salisbury, North Carolina, making this record in 1970, instrumental funk track called Moving On Up. Prior to the Salisbury Boys, we heard the Dreamettes from Charlotte with their band The Dreammakers doing That's Not Love, issued on their own label around that same time as the Aqualad 5, Aqualad 5 from Salisbury, Dreamettes from Charlotte, John Ford and the Hip Huggers. No location on this record, but I've always surmised it came from Columbia, South Carolina. It's Gervais Records, and there's a main drag through town there called Gervais Street. And it does look like a record that was manufactured around these parts. They did Take What I Got. Had two tracks from Greenville, South Carolina's Moses Dillard and the Dynamic Showman, Pretty as a Picture and I'll Pay the Price. Both recorded at Mark 5 Studios there in the same town, Greenville. Dillard later had the Textown Display, named for the textile town that is Greenville. And then the Lovejoy Orchestra when he moved down to Atlanta. And did a bunch of production work in Nashville, Tennessee, leading up to his death in the early 90s, I believe. And we had back-to-back tracks from Rudy Maccabee and the Yakety Yaks to start off our set. Rudy Maccabee, when he made this particular record on the Atlantic major label subsidiary Atco, was probably out of the Carolinas, but he was a Spartanburg, South Carolina product doing Sweet Thing on Atco Records, and he was the vocalist some 7 or so years earlier on the record that kicked off our set by the Yakety Yaks, one of the longest-running R&B outfits from Spartanburg, South Carolina. They did You, Ya, You, and that was a record that came out on Scope out of Chicago. Never quite figured out how that came to be, but I guess they had connections and put their record out of Chicago. And that's the earliest one I know of by them. We had also heard their instrumental Soul Night from the late 60s, the instrumental that I last spoke over. So it's about 10 minutes before 10 p.m. here on WXYC Chapel Hill. This is basically a survey of records that were released in North and South Carolina by R&B and soul groups in the 60s through 80s, wrapping things up by the Aqualad 5, who were all very young teenagers in Salisbury when they made that record in 1970, the instrumental Moving On Up, which is now over, so we better move on to the Mighty Bills Combo, possibly from Camden, South Carolina. Here we go.